The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
You know, during this pandemic, schools and states around the country have found a way to feed students. Some cities are delivering the food, others are opening up the cafeterias and having people come to collect the food and then take it home to eat it. On the island of Puerto Rico, the governor has made the controversial decision not to feed students, instead giving food, unprepared food, to nonprofits on the island and asking them to do it. But there's no reliable data to say where it's being done, in what quantity, and who's getting the food. The governor's campaign director said today, listen, people are complaining they're not getting food, but I don't hear people saying they're starving during the summer months when schools are closed. During the summer, there's not usually a pandemic with a lockdown where people aren't making money.